Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We had a good and productive day. We're making progress on a lot of fronts. I think we have a good strategy for the closeout of the people's business and the end of the legislative session.
Governor Cuomo, way in the background of that ambient noise somewhere, saying we're making progress on a lot of fronts. And all of a sudden, the halls of Albany are filled with corporate speak. The governor emerged from an all-day session yesterday touting a framework agreement. Have you heard that at work? He talked about being on the cusp of a deal. Before you know it, the governor's going to be asking people to spitball ideas, look for synergy as we drill down on the issues in search of a paradigm shift. Maybe we'll see another PowerPoint from the governor. The point is, there's a fair amount of talking about progress, but no firm movement just yet on gay marriage and a few other key issues. Could come today. If it does, we will take your marriage proposals on the air tomorrow. But one thing that was accomplished, New York State now has an official state mineral. It's the Herkimer Diamond. Aren't you glad you know that? One key area where there does appear to be some progress, however, is one of Governor Cuomo's crown jewels, property tax reform. As you know, the governor is pushing for a cap of 2% growth in property taxes. Lawmakers feel they have a deal on that, but there are several clauses included in the deal that will have a big effect and remain a little bit vague. And this deal has also to do with rent regulation. It's tied to making it easier for people to stay in their apartments if their rent stabilized and the rent goes up. The cap on that is now going to be if you make $200,000 or less as a household and your stabilized rent is $2,500 or less, you won't get evicted. But if you make over $200,000 and your stabilized rent is $2,500 or more, you will get evicted under the luxury decontrol provision. Also, landlords who have the tenants move out of a rent-stabilized apartment and do renovations that under the law can bring the apartments up to a $2,500 rent, they can now take those apartments out of rent stabilization altogether. It used to be they only had to renovate it up to a $2,000 rent. Now it's $2,500. It's actually not that big an increase. Tenant advocates are not very happy about this deal because what they got was so minor in percentage terms. However, the property tax cap advocates, I think, are pretty happy on the other side. Joining us to discuss the details of that, Stephen Aquario, Executive Director of the New York State Association of Counties. Mr. Aquario, welcome to WNYC.
Brian, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
What can you tell us? What's the most important thing about the property tax deal as it stands?
Well, it was a long night. It's been a long month. It's been a long year so far. We're already on borrowed time here, extended time beyond the normal close of the 2011 legislative session. I think what we're seeing now are moments in leadership. We have a new governor who's driven on a mandate to cap property taxes and cut spending and rein in state spending. And I think that we're seeing the finishing touches here of what has been a very combative and difficult year with marriage equality and rent control legislation and a property tax cap rounding out what they need to accomplish here on their borrowed time.
Now, we should say that, to be clear to our listeners, the property tax cap does not affect New York City. New York City is not in this regime of the property tax cap that was enacted in Albany. Property taxes tend to be lower in the city for various reasons, including that education is not funded out of the property tax per se, et cetera. So this affects Nassau and Suffolk, Westchester and Rockland, every other county in New York State where property taxes have been going up like mad, and a lot of property owners are going to be happy about this. However, there is the pressure on services now. If the counties and the localities can't raise enough money to fund inflation in the public school budgets and in other local services, then there's going to be a problem. And I understand, Mr. Aquario, that one of the big things that counties wanted here was mandate relief as part of this deal. In other words, the state has all kinds of rules and regulations that force localities to spend money on things. And so if they're saying you at the local level may not raise as much money in property taxes as you used to, are they also going to say, well, then to help you save money, you're not going to have to spend as much on the things we used to require? Did you get mandate relief?
Well, that's wishful thinking, and we're not exactly seeing that at this point in time. We don't have any indication that they're going to include what we're saying, meaningful mandate relief to successfully implement this property tax cap. Now, what do I mean by that? We are driven largely by 9 state-mandated programs, and the city is also included in this list. What are they? Medicaid, pensions, TANF, temporary assistance to needy families, or public assistance, safety net, child welfare programs, and programs for special education for children and toddlers.
And Medicaid is huge in this. Isn't that the big kahuna?
Brian, that is the big kahuna. And we have delivered a plan to the governor yesterday to be including in this final round of mandate relief discussions. The Senate leader from Long Island and the Speaker of the State Assembly essentially calling for a 10-year phase-out of local property taxes, local taxes funding a federal Medicaid program in New York State. It started in the 1960s. It's grown up to be a program that's out of control spending. The recipients are not benefiting from this. The providers are not benefiting from this. And the local taxpayers are hurting from this. So it's the second phase of Medicaid reform. This must happen as part of a property tax cap. We've been pushing them to include it. So far, no luck.
So is that still being negotiated, even though they announced a framework deal last night? Is the devil still in the details, and those details are still being negotiated?
Well, apparently the majority leader just stated that apparently the speaker has problems with some of the Senate mandate relief package, which is critical to the Senate conference. It's not over with yet. It's a very fluid situation here in Albany right now. But clearly, to effectively implement a tax cap without destroying community college participation or long-term home health care programs, nursing homes across the state, tourism, water, sewer, economic development projects, road patrol, infrastructure, they need to get this relief. The state must be responsible for its programs and services, and the listeners must weigh in on this. It does affect New York City. The tax cap doesn't, but all of these mandates do. And it is destroying the ability of a local government like the city of New York or Westchester County or Nassau or Suffolk County to provide local services. That's not fair. And what we're saying is it must go hand in hand. The state shouldn't say to the locals, you can't spend your local revenues on local programs. You have to spend them on state programs first. How is that fair? We're elected locally to serve local needs. And so there's the tension right now, and it's a very fluid situation between the executive branch of government, the governor, driven on a property tax cap pledge, and the legislature, who's trying to respond to the true impact of this locally.
So it's not too late for listeners to call their elected officials in Albany?
Absolutely not. There is time to weigh in on this, and they should weigh in. There's a lot at stake here. This is a game-changing thing that's happening right now, a major public policy that's going change that's happening in Albany right now. It is not too late to weigh in on this issue. Who knows how long this could drag out? If they have strong feelings on rent control, if they have strong feelings on property tax or mandate relief to help local taxpayers continue to receive local services, they should weigh in on this. There is time.
There you go. Still a fluid situation in Albany on the property tax cap, rent control and stabilization deal, according to Stephen Aquario, executive director of the New York State Association of Counties. We just have a minute left. I wonder if you see some states as successful in this and some states as not. Like, I constantly hear Proposition 13, which was in effect a property tax cap in California, mm-hmm. wound up decimating local services all over the state, and it's been devastating. Whereas in Massachusetts, they had a different kind of system with a 2.5% property tax cap, and local services, including the schools, have held up pretty well. Is that an accurate distinction in your opinion?
I do. I think California has largely been an absolute disaster. and Massachusetts has been ineffective. But I think in both of those states, there's a more of a responsibility by the government offering a program to pay for that program. If we want to provide services, we should identify a revenue to offer those services and not shift that cost to, as an unfunded mandate, to local governments and taxpayers, to local taxpayers, to pay for those state programs. Medicaid does not pay for on the local tax base in Massachusetts. That's why it's effective over there in that state. California, the same thing. They're nowhere near $7.5 billion, which is funded in New York City and the 57 counties outside New York for this program. So it's a different structure. It's a good concept. We support a property tax cap. We have to do something for the 9 million people in New York City and the 9 million people outside New York City. How do we keep these folks here, give them jobs, give them an opportunity to stay in this state? We have to do that by being responsible for the programs and services that we offer and give people hope that there's a future here to stay here.
Stephen Aquario, Executive Director of the New York State Association of Counties, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Up next, we will help Iraq and Afghanistan war vets look for work. President Obama tonight might announce a major withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. We will have that live on WNYC at 8 o'clock tonight, by the way. And we will talk about Iraq and Afghanistan war vets and their too often futile search for work and offer some help in a minute.